This is a WAMC Sports Update. I'm Patrick Garrett. Former Heisman Trophy winner and ex-Cleveland Browns quarterback Johnny Manziel has been indicted by a grand jury in Dallas on a misdemeanor domestic violence charge stemming from a complaint by his ex-girlfriend. Manziel is accused by Colleen Crowley of hitting her and threatening to kill her during a night out on January 30th. Manziel faces up to 1 year in jail and a $4,000 fine. Former New York Jets offensive lineman and Pro Bowler Winston Hill has died. Hill was 74 years old. He made a franchise record 8 All-Star teams and was an inaugural member of the Jets Ring of Honor class in 2010. The Cincinnati Bengals have released linebacker A.J. Hawk, who signed as a free agent last spring. In the NBA playoffs, Atlanta bested Boston 110-83 to lead the series 3-2, and it was Toronto over Indiana 102-99 to lead the series 3-2. Golden State's Steve Kerr is the NBA Coach of the Year after the Warriors set a single-season record with 73 victories. Kerr received the honor despite missing the team's first 43 games due to back problems that caused Luke Walton to serve as acting coach. Blake Griffin of the Los Angeles Clippers will miss the rest of the playoffs after aggravating his left quadriceps tendon during Game 4 on Monday. Meanwhile, Chris Paul has undergone surgery after breaking his right hand in Monday's loss to the Trailblazers, leaving the Clippers without their top two players. In baseball in the American League, Texas topped the Yankees 10-1. In the National League, the Mets edged Cincinnati 4-3 for their 10th straight win. In interleague play, Boston topped Atlanta 11-4. ESPN commentator Skip Bayless will leave the network when his contract is up at the end of August. Bayless's last appearance on First Take will be the day after the NBA Finals end. He has been with ESPN since 2004 as both a writer and commentator. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.